Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, what's happening? It is another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I want to thank everybody who's tuning in on the live feed right now. I see my friend Danny, local guy from around my neck of the woods, Mr. Ronebeck. He's going to come on in the second half and talk about Grant's Law and Gates' Law and all these things that are being passed to protect citizens from illegal immigrants and their crimes that they are committing. My friend Goldie is on the line. That's good stuff. Here, take this, Goldie. Get a pen ready. Here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, check this out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
And Marty's tuned in. Everybody's tuning in. We're getting a little bit of a crowd going. Be sure to share real fast and get this out so everybody can see it and hear it and talk about it. I will be reading here shortly a public service announcement from my good friend, Pastor Sylvester Bland, starting a new prayer campaign for the men of this country to all get together and start and get the power of prayer going. We're going to have him on next Monday as well to talk about his new effort and trying to bring prayer to our country. I believe my guest is on the line, so I want to get ready and take care of this real fast. You want to check out Pastor Sylvester Bland's show. He's got a great show, Monday through Friday. I believe he's live right this minute. You can check him out at www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us. His show is 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Let me get the ad promo going here, and I will read this. This is going to be a live read first. This is the first take. You're getting this for the first time. This is the first time I'm reading it live. We are the new PC, Practical Christianity, a dedicated network of believers doing what Christ commanded us to do, to occupy and evangelize the world, starting with our homes until he comes preaching, praying, preparing, protecting our family and friends in this life for the next. That's Proverbs 11, verse 30. All right, let me make sure I get this verse right. Pastor Bland, I'm going to have to record this and do a recording because I'm screwing up here and I got a show to do. I got to get moving. But he's going to be doing that. Check out the UnitedSaintsofAmerica.us and you'll get the information right there. Or you can call Pastor Bland yourself at 951-360-3399. He'll give you all the information. Give him a ring. Give him a buzz. Billy, what's happening? Edward, Florida, Rick Watson's tuning in. What a great pleasure. I haven't seen him around in a while. I'm going to get right to this show. I usually play a top of the hour break. I'll play it at the bottom of the hour. I believe my guest is here right now. Actually, let me play. I'm going to play a little bit of it, and I'm going to screen this call. Folks, this is the top of the hour break. A couple of commercials from our sponsoring folks that love our show and let me play their music and do things and promote me. So it's promote from promote.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer is passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. They can pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray, USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling. 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016.
Hey, Jack.
May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at TheAmericanBrand.org. That's TheAmericanBrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
There you have it, folks. We are live. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. We got a big show coming up right now. And without further ado, I'm going to bring my guest in real fast, ladies and gentlemen. Running for Congress up in Wisconsin, Paul Neal. Welcome to the show, Paul. Thank you so much for your time and making a run at this write-off.
Really glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I think I can figure out what inspired you to make your run for this office, but tell the folks what inspired you, what set the fires to run against this guy. I think I know why, but we like to hear it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Sure. So I'd never run for office before, and last year I ran starting in April for an August election against Paul Ryan, who is my representative, happens to be the Speaker of the House. I've never run for office before. I've run businesses my whole life. I'm an engineer. I started out in a factory working on a factory floor, and I eventually ran that factory. I've run factories all over the United States. I was in charge of Europe, the Middle East, and Africa for a Fortune 500. And Paul Ryan personally whipped the votes for Fast Track Trade Promotion Authority for Trans-Pacific Partnership. He was the guy behind the scenes giving Obama the reins to that terrible sovereignty-ending trade deal. So when I learned that, I tried to change his mind. I sent him emails. I copied the governor of Wisconsin on those emails, and he wasn't having any of it. So I figured, well, I'm just going to back up the person who runs against Paul Ryan. Well, that was in 2015, and nobody stepped up to run. So I said, well, I guess I got to do this. So that's what I did. I ran against him, and we defeated that Trans-Pacific Partnership. We derailed we got Paul Ryan to go on CNN and tell Manu Raju within 8 days of my election that the trade deal was a problem and it needed to be renegotiated. And it had already been negotiated for well over half a decade. He was basically lying by saying that. And so, you know, there was well below a 1% chance of me beating him in my first go round, especially because I've never been a politician. The only people who know about me are business people. And, you know, the tens of thousands of employees that I've had in my career. So I lost the seat, but I won the battle against Trans-Pacific Partnership. President Trump, his first Monday in office, signed us out of that terrible trade deal. And Speaker Ryan has kept at it. He's trying to get this border adjustment tax passed. He is working double time to undermine the America First agenda. He's doing anything he can to undermine President Trump and work on behalf of the globalists. And so that's why I'm running. I'm running because I believe in economic nationalism. I don't think that our elected officials should work to level the playing field. I don't want a level playing field. I don't ever want my employees to have a level playing field. I want them to have an advantage. I want American workers to have an advantage on the world stage. And so Japanese workers have Japanese representatives representing them. German workers, Danish workers have their representatives representing them. We ought to have American representatives representing American workers, American retirees, American children, far and above equalizing things for citizens of any other country. And I firmly believe it's not Speaker Ryan's seat. That seat belongs to Wisconsin's first district. So my intention is to bring it back to this district and represent the people, the voters in this district who are paying their taxes and who are working hard and who are expecting their elected officials to be working hard for them while they're at work, working hard to put food on their table and clothes on their children and a roof over their head.
Hey, man.
It's a long answer to a short question.
Yeah. You know, we need to hear what's in the heart and mind of you as a candidate. And, you know, people got to understand that we can back you even if we're not in your state. There's ways of backing you. Like we could donate to your campaign, or we can volunteer to make phone calls or something like that on your campaign team. And if folks wanted to do that, how could they do that if they wanted to help you in running, raising money or something?
Well, yeah, sure. Well, my campaign website is electnehlen.com, electnehlen.com. And I'm on social media. I'm on Twitter. My handle on Twitter is @PNEHLEN. And I'm on Facebook, also PNEHLEN. And I'm on Gab, also. It's very similar to Twitter. It's probably a more freer space than Twitter actually is. It's not quite so clogged up with social justice warriors who are trying to put the PC on everyone all the time. And so you can speak the truth. You can speak truthfully about what's going on in the world. And so, you know, once you get past policy, if you're looking at a candidate and you're comparing candidates and you say, okay, I like this guy's policies over this man or woman's policies. Two things will get you elected: money and manpower. That's it. Money and manpower. You can have a ton of money and no manpower, or you can have a ton of manpower and no money. Either of those will get you elected, but a good balance of both is probably the more sure way to do it. And so anybody who's listening now, you know, Wisconsin's first district has been electing Paul Ryan for the last 18 years. He's got 9 terms and was a congressman. He's actually said he believes in term limits, which is kind of comical. He could term limit himself like many others have.
Right.
However, he spent $10.6 million against me, a first-time candidate, to keep his role. And so I want to make him spend $20 million. I had 4 months last time, and I've got 14 months this time to get my message out. And so I'm meeting with a lot of people here in the district. A lot of people know about me now, and I've got a lot of supporters around the country. We raised $1.5 million in 4 months. And that's pretty impressive given that, you know, I came out of nowhere really. So, you know, I'm hopeful that we keep this momentum, keep people engaged, and Paul Ryan is going to do nothing but try to buck Donald Trump. I firmly believe if it wasn't for Trump's efforts to get Kate's law and the defund sanctuary cities law, the bills passed to get them turned into laws, Speaker Ryan would have never ever brought those to the floor. He essentially shamed Speaker Ryan into bringing those votes by bringing the angel moms and dads out there. And, you know,
did you see
him
coming on in the second half, sir?
Yeah.
Did you see him coming on in the second half? Mr. Steve Ronebeck will be coming on. His law is Grant's law. And I believe they're moving that one forward as well.
Fantastic.
And we'll be talking about that in the second half of this show. It's very
fantastic.
Important stuff.
It is.
Very important
stuff. And, you know, President Trump is surrounded by people who are not leaders. They are bought and paid for tools of it depends on who you want to point the finger at. I mean, you could say, well, you know, you've got George Soros throwing a lot of money at a lot of Democrat candidates, but he also sends money to Republicans. You could say, well, you know, Speaker Ryan and the leadership have really trained corporations that in order to get anything done, you've got to throw big amounts of money at politicians. You know, we've had a real shift from Main Street to Wall Street in terms of where that leverage comes from. And, you know, Donald Trump, he wasn't elected by Wall Street. The vast majority of that money went to Hillary Clinton. And, you know, Wall Street performs an extremely important function, as does private equity. Investing in small businesses and consolidating and creating wealth and backing up inventors with good ideas. But that can be taken in the wrong way, and it stifles competition. You know, really big companies don't want a 15% corporate tax. You know, I'd love to see a 12% corporate tax and go underneath of I think Ireland's at 12.5%. Canada is at 15. Paul Ryan wants 25. He's arguing for 25. Well, you ask yourself, why would he be arguing for 25? Well, I'll tell you, because big corporations can afford tax attorneys and tax accountants, and they reduce the effective tax rate down below 15%. So if you and I had a corporation, a company, you know, a regional player, and we had a 15% corporate tax rate, we would be a lot harder to compete with a big corporation who has a lot of overhead. And so same thing goes with drug companies. Drug companies love big rules at the FDA because it's a barrier to entry to smaller players. So I fully believe President Trump understands all that. He gets all that. I'm encouraged by what I see going on with the regulations being cut. But we're never going to get away from Speaker Ryan because I firmly believe he's and I hate to say this about anybody, but I believe he's bought and paid for. We see his votes.
Yes.
And we see what he decides to bring to the floor, right?
Don't be shy. Say it out loud. There's no, he is bought and paid for. That's obvious.
I second that motion.
That is obvious.
So, if he wasn't, I fully believe we would see H.R. 377, the Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act, brought to the floor of the House. And we would see Brian Babin's bill, H.R. 80, the Resettlement Accountability National Security Act, brought to the floor of the House.
There's something on the floor right now. There's something on the floor right now that's pretty scary. It's basically an anti-blasphemy law against, you know, people speaking out against Islam. It's H.R. 257. It was introduced by a Republican and is sponsored by a Republican.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Scary stuff.
Yeah.
H.R. 257. Call your congressman, 202-224-3121. Tell him no on H.R. 257. Or if you say, I don't like Muhammad, they can arrest you and throw you in jail. If that passes, that's the goal here. It is sponsored by the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, that has to be struck down. I don't think there's any way it'll get through. I think Trump would absolutely veto that. I think something like that could.
We would.
I think it could trigger a civil war in this country. I honestly do. I think if they tried to pass something like that, I think there are enough people in this country that realize that is a direct attack on the First Amendment.
And don't also forget about this gentleman who is running for governor of Michigan. He is extremely popular. They're grooming him. They're grooming him for 2020. For the White House.
Well,
I forget his name right now, but look up who the guy who's running for governor of Michigan, and you'll find it. I'm sure maybe somebody watching the live feed might send that name to me, and we'll hear it. And hopefully they're grooming that gentleman for the presidential run of 2020. They say he's more charismatic than Barack Obama.
Yeah. Well, I don't.
That much
I think the reason that we've seen let me throw some statistics out at you and your so I sent a note out to my email army today that Hillary Clinton really is the president of California, because we keep hearing this story, Hillary won the popular vote, and the reality is Trump won the popular vote in 31 states to her 19 states and District of Columbia. So that's 62-38%. Trump won the total popular vote for all the states except California. So Hillary won California 5.8 million votes to Trump's 3.1 million votes. And we'll set aside illegal votes, dead people voting. We'll set that aside for just a moment. But if you deduct the California vote from her national vote, that would leave her with 54.9 million votes. And if you deduct Trump's total in California, it would leave him with 57 million. That would be a landslide, 51%-48%. So the reality is the Electoral College did exactly what it was supposed to do. It prevented one state from overwhelmingly deciding what all the states would do. That's what it was designed to do. So I firmly believe in my heart that this is all because Barack Obama forced his extreme far left Muslim Marxist agenda on an unwilling country by executive orders, left wing judges, and obsequious Democrats. We now have the presidency, a majority in the House of Representatives, a majority in the Senate, almost two-thirds of the governorships, total control of the state houses, and almost two-thirds of the states, and a majority, I believe, in the Supreme Court. So I welcome this Muslim candidate from Michigan, because I think the United States has woken up to this falsehood that Islam is a religion of peace. I firmly believe
peace
in my heart.
Peace of your arm, peace of your leg, peace of your head.
Yeah.
Peace of your soul.
I'm going to continue to wage this battle. In fact, that's the name of the book. It'll be out on the 27th. I published a book through WND, World News Daily, and it's called Wage the Battle, and it is it's about America First in the fight to stop the globalist politicians and secure the borders. And I really go into how it's a call to action. I wrote this book as a call to action. And so I would say, if you are interested in seeing the mask torn off of politicians like Paul Ryan, who are only going to endorse a wall between President Trump and our America First agenda, in this book I reveal the shocking betrayal of the globalists and how to defeat them. So it's available on Amazon right now. It's shipping starting on the 27th, and that's because it's getting shipped to small bookhouses and other places around the country right now. But I firmly believe we need to work first on behalf of American workers, our veterans, our retirees, our children in school who are getting indoctrinated, kids now being taught to tell the Shahada, reciting Muslim prayer under the auspices of learning about other religions. It's ridiculous. It's undermining parents' authority, and it's got to be stopped.
Right. And remember, folks are on the live feed asking me to repeat that law it passed the Senate, folks. It has already passed the Senate. It was Senate Bill 118. It passed the Senate. Went into the House as House Resolution 257, and it's sponsored by a Republican, and it is introduced by a Republican. If you go to, I believe it's WashingtonDC.gov, and you just type in H.R. 257, it'll give you all the details right there, exactly what it is. And they're disguising it as, like, you know, it's all, you got to really look between the lines. It's an anti-blasphemy law, for folks speak out against Islam. And they'll throw you in jail if you speak out. And you have freedom of speech in this country. And it's kind of like backdoor Sharia in some instances. It's plainly not compatible with the United States Constitution. They're using a political ideology disguised as religion and taking advantage of our system because we have freedom of religion. And that's exactly what's happening. So that's H.R. 257. Yeah. Call 202-224-3121. That's the D.C. switchboard. Ask for your congressman, your senators, scream and yell, no H.R. 257. And you can find out if your senator voted for it at 118. And shame on them. Send some shame their way. I'm getting that H.R. 257 must not pass from my friend Sherry. People are against this. People know that it's bad, it's evil, it's no good. Paul, again, tell folks your web pages, how they can donate if they want to volunteer their time. Maybe, they're in Texas and they want to make phone calls to help you get campaign contributions, whatever the case may be, to volunteer, help out, hit the streets, whatever, to get you elected. Very important.
That's right. Go to electnehlen, NEHLEN.com, and you can sign up. I send out emails giving people updates. In fact, I sent that email out that I gave you guys as statistics on Hillary and California and the Electoral College. I sent that out to my folks today. And I answer emails. If you're on my email list and you have a thought about something, I probably answer 80% of the emails that come back in. And so I am intend to be a citizen legislator, and I've run businesses all around the globe very successfully. You can donate at that webpage at electmealon.com. You can do that securely. You can also sign up, as you said, to make phone calls for me. Still too early for that, but you can still get on the list of people who will be helping out. So really, I can't stress this enough. Once you get past policy, it's money and manpower that gets you elected. And I firmly believe we are the hands and feet of God. We are the ones who get done his mission. And we all have to be selfless at some point to dig in and do this. So I appreciate very much any help anybody here can give me.
You got it. So that's electmealon.com. Electnehlen.com, folks. Head on over there. He needs the money and the manpower to beat Paul Ryan. We got to beat Paul Ryan. It's plain and simple. So if you want to volunteer to be a phone caller, to try to raise funds, whatever you got to do, if you're up in Wisconsin, there's a way that you could probably volunteer to hit the streets, bang on doors, stand at the shopping centers, and bring awareness. It's very important that we get Paul Nealon elected to this Congress position in Wisconsin and unseat Paul Ryan, who is obviously an NWO, New World Order shill, and he is up there in D.C. just pulling the wool over everybody's eyes. Fighting the health care bill, he's fighting the budget, he's fighting everything, he's doing everything in his power to undermine President Trump, and we need to work together. He is doing this against his own party. He might as well drop the R, pick up the D, and run for the hills. It's a disgrace, an absolute disgrace. Paul, I want to thank you so much for your time, and God bless, and I hope that you can beat this guy and make a difference. Folks, it's time to stop electing politicians and start electing patriots. Like Paul here.
Yeah.
You know, great and thanks for coming over to live feed. Thank you so much. We'll be rooting for you, and maybe as the race gets closer, you can come on and we plug you some more and get some more advertising for you as much as possible.
Sounds great. I really appreciate it. Thanks again. God bless.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Nealon, electnealon.com. Help this guy, man. He needs money and manpower to beat Paul Ryan, who spent over $10 million in the last election to beat a first-time congressman who's not a politician, who just came out of the woodwork to make a run because he's disgusted at what's happening. A constituent of Paul Ryan sickened to the point where he has to run for office. This is a true patriot, folks. If you got the time and the energy to do something like this, you should do it. If you're a patriot, if you have a patriot heart. You know, and of course, if you have the wherewithal, the wits in the background to do so, it takes a lot of intelligence, time, thought, study, research to become a serious politician. You know, and a lot of these guys that are up there running, they did none of that. So we need to elect patriots and stop electing politicians, regular citizens. Steve, if you are on hold, Mr. Ronebeck. Press 1 so I can get you to the top of the switchboard and identify you. And in the meantime, while we're doing that, I want to read this for my good friend, Pastor Sylvester Bland. Starting tomorrow, Independence Day, 4th of July, America will celebrate 241 years of freedom from tyranny. The founding fathers and their families would now be able to practice their religious freedom, which gave birth to what is coined the American dream. Slowly as a whole, we sent leaders because of complacency. Up to 50% of them or more are oppressed with the Antichrist spirit, thus fulfilling last day Bible prophecy. And the devil and his children are in full panic mode because real Bible-believing Christians are now in control of tearing down the old policies that have gutted the moral fabric of our nation. They're repairing the walls of common natural decency as they fill in the cracks of the United States Constitution that was beginning to crumble by being ignored by the weight of greed, corruption, and unspeakable works of the flesh. The evil plot to unleash youthful ignorance being taught how to rebel, resist, and to use violence if they can get away with it. The things you have seen on the nightly news sporadically across the country, only the beginning, and will only get worse. And so we are the new practical Christianity, the new PC. We are dedicated to a network of believers doing what Christ commanded, to occupy and evangelize the world starting at home until he comes. We are preaching, praying, preparing, and protecting our families and friends in this life for the next. Proverbs 11, verse 30. So this is a call to arms. He's launching this call to arms this Tuesday, July 4th, spiritual arms, arms of spirituality. 7 o'clock in each time zone, starting the 4th of every month and thereafter, but starting tomorrow, will be a national prayer chain for the men of this nation to join and bring the power of our spirits and prayer to this country as we need this extremely. And you can check out Pastor Sylvester Bland and his great show at the UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us. Make sure you check that out. Ernie's watching what's happening. Kathy's driving and watching. Be careful, Kathy. And my beautiful wife, Bianca, watching in the other room. I love you, sweetheart. Thank you so much for tuning in. Without further ado, I'm going to do our top of the hour at the end of the show because I want to bring Steve in right now. We have great news concerning a lot of these things that are put in place to protect people from illegal immigrant crime. Very, very important stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Mr. Steve Ronebeck. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Mark. How are you today?
There was some good news, some good things coming out. I was watching just a little video clip, and I'm watching. I'm like, man, that looks like – I wasn't listening to the sound. It was just in, like, the room with all the politicians and everybody. I said, man, that sure looks like Miss Wilkerson sitting there. What is this about? And I turned up the volume, and I was like, oh, my God, hallelujah. You know? That's pretty good news.
We had a good group of people. It was me. It was Laura Irish Wilkerson. It was Marianne Mendoza, Sabine Durden, Michelle Root, Juan Pena, and Maureen LeClaire. And Maureen Maloney got to sit with the president on Wednesday. And we got to sit with Attorney General Sessions on Thursday.
Hallelujah. And so now we know that Cape's Law had great progress. We know the sanctuary cities. What is going on with Grant's Law? Because this is your law, the law that you're putting out for your son and the memory and for justice for your son. This son was brutally murdered by an illegal immigrant, someone who should not have been in this country at all in the first place. He broke the law. The lawbreaker, and then murdered a young American boy. And they're crusading to change so this never happens again to another American citizen. So explain, folks, a little bit about Grant's Law and where it stands right now.
Well, actually, Grant's Law there was two bills passed on Thursday afternoon, H.R. 3003 and H.R. 3004. H.R. 3004 was Cape's Law. And H.R. 3003 included Grant's Law, Sarah's Law for Sarah Root from Iowa, the Davis-Oliver Act, and then some sanctuary city legislation written by Bob Goodlatte. So Grant's Law was part of what passed on Thursday.
Excellent. Hallelujah. See, folks. The right man is in office and the right administration is doing the right thing. This is what we've been praying for and asking for, is just this simple thing to happen so that people like Steve and Laura and Jameel Shaw and others, Kate Steinle, don't have to go through this stuff no more, that it never happens again.
Well, I kind of misspoke. Jameel Shaw was with us, too, on Wednesday. It was just a great collection of people, and it was a great collection of us that we've been fighting for this. For 2 years, 2.5 years now.
Yeah. And I've been trying to update the folks because I know how important this is, and I know how much it means to me, myself, because I could not understand even for a second the grief that all your families must feel. And I pray, when I say prayers, I make sure to include your families and those who have been fell victim to illegal immigrant crime. And how's the organization Voice going? Is that cranking? Is that still getting trolled by people who would just do a disservice, or is it now actually doing a good service and getting some work done?
You know, they're getting occasional trolls that will call in, but I got to talk to Barbara Gonzalez, who is part of Voice, and they said that they've had over 400 families call in, that these are new families that they didn't even know existed. They were never, you know, the situation was never publicized. So they've gotten in touch with over 400 families that they've gotten to help. It's working. It's a good thing. It's a wonderful thing. You know, this whole week has just been, it's been a pretty amazing week, and you know, it's a huge step for justice for our children and for our loved ones.
And folks, prayer works. His prayer is being answered. That just shows you, man, you keep praying and fighting, and if it's right and it's just, it will happen. But the fight sometimes takes longer than others. And then we have a fight right now that's going on as Christian Saucier sits shit, and as Hillary Clinton runs free, had a presidential run, and has seven times more mishandling of classified documents than Christian Saucier had, and the poor guy is going to do a jail term and get out on September 6th, and he's going to complete a jail term, full sentence, for six counts, while Hillary is free, 150 counts. Ridiculous. But I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so glad, guys, and that you guys got these laws passed. It's just a great, great thing for the protection and the national security. Folks, this is about national security, too.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, now the real fight comes. I mean, yeah, we've been fighting for 2 years for this. But now, you know, we've passed the House. But now we're going to have a huge fight in the Senate. You know, we don't have as many Republicans in the Senate as we do in the House. And obviously everybody agrees this is a pretty much common sense law for both of them. But, you know, we have some senators that don't have much common sense.
Yeah. There's probably like five with some common sense. You know?
Well, this really should be a no-brainer. This isn't a Republican law. This isn't a Democratic law. This isn't a Libertarian law. This is a United States citizens law. This is about protecting our families, our children, and it isn't covering just the murders. This is, and you and I have talked before about these children in North Carolina that are sexually molested by some of these illegal immigrants. This is about identity theft, which I'm sure that there's a portion of your audience that my heart goes out to, because some of these illegals, and it doesn't matter where they're from, it doesn't matter if they're Mexico, Russia, Middle East, it doesn't matter, but I'm sure that there's some of your audience that's been affected by identity theft coming out of one of these other countries and from some of these illegal immigrants here in the country. And my heart goes out to them, because you know what? It takes years to recover from some of the financial loss that they have to endure. You know, this is just trying to protect American citizens. It's putting American citizens first.
And that's the deal, that's for sure. Today I was in a little bit of a debate with some guys at work, and they were talking about the wrestling tweet that went out with Trump, and you know, from when he wrestled McMahon, and they just put the CNN thing there, and they were like, "Oh, and this guy's such an idiot. He's got to go," and this and that. And I said, "Well, how come no one ever said that about Obama? He let people die in Benghazi. They ran guns across the border. He killed a 16-year-old with a drone in another country with an American citizen. No one said nothing."
Well,
and this guy sends silly, comical, and it's the end of the world. You would think that the Titanic went down, the Hindenburg exploded, and Hiroshima and Nagasaki blew up all at the same time.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, and I'm going to tell you what. you know what, and I'm not knocking President Reagan. President Reagan was probably one of our best presidents ever. But, you know, Trump hasn't done anything worse than bedtime for Bonzo. You know what I mean? I mean, President Reagan started a movie, Bedtime for Bonzo.
Yep.
I mean, has President Trump done anything worse than that movie?
Probably not.
No, I mean, you know what?
If you want a great president, Ronald Reagan, go get Bedtime for Bonzo.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it was a B movie at best. But you know what? Nobody cared. I don't know why anybody cares now. It's getting to the point of being ridiculous. Now we have a group in the Congress that is trying to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump.
Yeah, I saw that. He's mentally unstable. Yeah, right. And the guy, he sends out this tweet against the Morning Joe team, Brzezinski and what the heck's the guy's name, Scarborough. How much do the guy? Do you think Muhammad Ali did the rope a dope? He went up in the corner and got pummeled for half a round, and eventually, you got to hit back. And that's all the man's doing. He's fighting back. You know, and it's the first president ever to call out the media for what it really is. And they're pissed, and that's what it is. They're not. That's all it is they're having a hissy fit because he is going around them. And he's making fun of them in their face. And the American people are laughing along with him.
Oh, absolutely. And let's be honest. Our liberal media and our fake media, I mean, CNN came out and had one of their employees flat out admit that they're making stuff up.
Yeah. And that people are resigning to be called out.
You know, and then you have people like Rachel Maddow that, you know, she's making stuff up. She just won't admit it. And, you know, she's one of the biggest people. I mean, when Trump got elected, she's sitting on air crying. Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, I don't know if you're looking at the live feed right now, Steve, but what I liked the best was, hey, folks, I'm Rachel Maddow, and we are the first news group ever to get our hands on one of Donald Trump's tax returns, and we got a bombshell. This is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to look at his tax return right now. Here we go. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. In 2005, Donald Trump paid, he made $150 million, and he paid $38 million, and on to other things.
Oh, this is CNN. I am breaking in with Rachel Maddow right now. Stand by, please. Maddow.
Oh, my Lord.
Sorry, Mike. Mark, I had to do that. We have 1,200 listeners on Bank versus You right now, by the way, sir. Go ahead.
Excellent. All right, man. Well, Steve, if folks want to link up with any of these groups like Voice or anything like that, because maybe they have fallen victim and have fallen through the cracks and no one even knows they have a case, how can folks get in touch with groups like that and you and everybody that's still fighting this? Because this fight ain't over. This is just the beginning. If they want to support your groups.
Well, first things first, the government group, Voice. It's spelled just like it sounds, voice.get on their website. There's a 1-800 number. We have a new group called AVIAC, AVIAC, Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime. It's AVIAC.org. Go to our website. Another information-based website. You can link up through Voice there. And then we have the Grant Rodebeck Foundation, which the foundation is set up and named for my son. We're trying to help other victims of illegal alien crime. And I'm going to tell you, we've also expanded now. I've gotten involved with a group called Veterans on Patrol. So right now the Grant Rodebeck Foundation is focusing on, man, it's hot here. So we're focusing on, we have a couple of camps here in Arizona for these veterans that are homeless. And right now we're focusing on taking donations for water, food, ice. And I did my first delivery of 3 pallets of water to Camp Bravo down in Tucson last month. You know, and I got to meet some of our homeless veterans, and I met one gentleman. And if it's okay, I just take a few minutes here. I can't put his name out there, this gentleman was a Vietnam veteran. He's been homeless for a couple years now. I got to sit down and talk with him for a little bit, and it just breaks your heart that you can't get housing. It's hard for him to even get to the VA. And he was very honest that he doesn't even trust the VA and going to the VA. He's afraid they're trying to kill him. You know,
we had a gentleman on. I had him on numerous times. His name was he called himself the Dead Marine Walking, and I believe he's now passed on. You know what happened with this guy? You won't believe your ears. I'll try and say it as quick as I can. He went into the VA in Nevada in Reno, and there was a director there propositioned him with saying, you know, like getting with him, you know, hey, you want to go in the other room, be by ourselves, alone, two men, let's go, you know what I mean? And I hate to even talk about it, but denied him. No, I'm not. What are you kidding me? And then after that, they stopped treating him. They gave him nothing but red tape and a hard time, and now he's dead. If not, right on the step. I tried. I had him on the show. We pleaded. We begged everybody for donations. I'm in Florida. He's in Reno. There's not much I can do but send a dollar here, a dollar there, whenever I can, you know. And as far as I can tell, the last time I talked to him, he was really on death's doorstep. And it's really sad that this is happening in our country. It doesn't matter how he got to that point. The VA let him down. Now, my father-in-law is in the VA here. Sunshine State, and they're doing them a great service. So I guess it depends on the state, if it's Republican or Democrat. Maybe I can't be certain. That's only alleged that it could be a Democrat state where that's happening, and the Republican state, the VA is running like clockwork and they're helping people. I don't know, but it's working here in Florida for my father-in-law. But
well,
yeah, he's,
you know,
David Hart,
yeah,
Dead Marine Walking. Search him out on Facebook.
Yeah, well, you know, the foundation. Is definitely, we're trying to make a difference. And any help that anybody could give us to get these, our veterans, the people who fought for our freedom, we want to help them. I mean, I got to deliver the water just in time for the first 120 degree weather here in Arizona. So, you know, it's just so sad to see these homeless veterans that they're getting very little to no assistance, but we have these illegal immigrants that are able to steal our Social Security numbers, and they're getting welfare and cash benefits and you know, housing. It's scary. So, but, yeah, and the other one I'd like to mention is the Brandon Mendoza Foundation, which is Marianne Mendoza's foundation for her son, Brandon. She's doing good things in the community, and she's doing some great things. So, Any one of those is very informative, and people, even if they don't donate, we'd really love for you to go and at least learn.
Well, you know what we ought to do? We ought to make a page where everybody's information is there on the page. If everybody could just go to one page and get all the information, that would probably be a cool idea, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I think that if you go to aviac.org, aviac.org has all of our foundations on it. So that would probably be the best page to go to get information on all these foundations.
And how do you spell that so that we can make, you know, it's a little hard to understand. Maybe make sure we spell it out so folks can hit that .org. Aviac, what do you say, AV?
Aviac. It's A, V as in Victor, IAC, .org.
Aviac. .org, folks. AVIAC.org. And it's got all the information there for their foundations, all the foundations and groups. I'm going to post it right now on the live feed. AVIAC.org, folks. And you get all the information right there. Steve, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I'm very glad that this all went through this week. And prayers do get answered, folks. And I'll keep you guys in our prayers, and we're always on your side, brother.
Mark, thank you so much. You guys have a great day. And to your listeners, hey, thanks for listening to me. I know that there's been some great response, and I just appreciate you and your listeners.
And we appreciate you and your fight. It's unfortunate you have to fight the fight in the first place that you're fighting. Thank you for fighting it for all Americans, not just your son. Some of us do understand that you guys all fought for all of us. That was done for all Americans so that it never happens again, that we don't have to suffer like these folks have. Very important. AVIAC.org, find the foundation, donate a dollar to everyone, donate all your money to one. Pick one, pick them all. Help out if you can help out. Thanks again, Steve.
Thanks, Mark.
There you have it, folks. That was a heck of a show. To thank my guest tonight, Paul Nealon, running against Paul Ryan. Make sure you head out to electnealon.com, N-E-H-L-E-N, electnealon.com. And if you can help or join the phone bank crew or whatever you can do to help this guy, we got to get him in. We got to beat Paul Ryan. It's important, folks. And, of course, aviac.org, A-V-I-A-C.org, so that you can help with all of the foundations that have done great things fighting for victims of illegal immigrant crime. And, of course, Kate's Law and Grant's Law and the Sanctuary City Law and all these things that have just passed are amazing in the fight for national security in our great country. Don't forget tomorrow, folks, 7 o'clock p.m. in all time zones, 7 o'clock Eastern, and then it'll be 7 o'clock Central, and then 7 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Pacific. Pray, brothers and sisters. Pray to the Lord. Pray for our country. And pray. And don't forget to tune in this Thursday to the Patriot Nation Radio Network. And we were talking about homeless veterans there for a minute with Steve. And we got Devil Dog USA, the founder and the man of the hour when it comes to vet talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran on Wednesday nights starting at 7 o'clock right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Can you say it that fast? I don't know if you can say it that fast. I talk fast sometimes. I can talk really fast. So that's blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. And, of course, I missed all my top of the hour break tonight. But make sure – well, no, we played. I think we played. But DaveBrayUSA.com. Make sure you check out AmericanBrand.org. All these great sites are doing great things. People are really coming together. Don't forget tomorrow in New York City. I know some of my pals, they drew from around here. They drove up there already. They're there in New York City right now getting ready to hold the candlelight American flag vigil over there by the Reflecting Pond at World Trade Center. They were told a month ago that they could not walk around up there with an American flag and were told to leave. Two separate groups were told to leave. No flags. So they're bringing the flags back for 4th of July. And they're going to stand there at the Reflecting Pond where all the names are memorialized that died in those buildings and on that day. And they will be there with their flags from 9 to 3, I believe, is the time. So if you're in New York City tomorrow, head on down to Ground Zero with your flag and join these guys. There's all kinds of rallies. Just look around. They'll be out. You know, Goldie is asking me, it's the Grant Rodebeck Foundation. You can find it on aviac.org. Yes, I'm sure you can find it all there, folks. And again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to the Patriot Nation Radio Show. We'll be back Thursday, 8 o'clock, right after a conservative perspective with James Bostic, who also is on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock. And, of course, my friends Tony Schwartz, Cave Radio, check him out, Freedom Works and all that fun stuff, Brian D. Lang, and Live Truth Radio, and, of course, my good friend, Pastor Sylvester Bland, www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us, And so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to wrap up our show today. And we are going to play. Where'd it go? I'm trying to find it here on the board, ladies and gentlemen. I just passed it. We're going to play this, our favorite song. This is 4th of July weekend. I want to say thank God, thank American patriots across this globe. Thank you all. Thank our veterans. Thank those who served, those who are serving, and those who will serve. This country owes you a debt. And we are out here fighting with you on the homeland as you defend our freedom overseas and elsewhere. Happy 4th of July. May God bless each and every one of you. And if you have the opportunity and you're near a flag, if not, I'm going to gladly move out of the way here. We'll remove our hats. We'll place our hands on our heart. And we'll listen to Dave Bray as my friend Debbie tunes in late. Debbie, you're late. We start here at 6:30. We end at 7:30, silly. But here we are. We're wrapping it up. This is Dave Bray. DaveBrayUSA.com, folks. He's doing great stuff. They'll be up in D.C. on July 29th. If you're up in D.C. July 29th, join the Rally for America. They're up there, and there's rumors going around about certain people showing up to that rally. If folks remember during the presidential campaign, Donald Trump said, maybe the Trump supporters should have their own rally where they are, and they're bringing it to D.C., and they may have some serious surprise guests. We got Dave Bray's going to be there. Jan Morgan's going to be there. The Walking Marine is going to be there. There's going to be so many great people there. Wall and the Defenders of Liberty Motorcycle Club, Bikers for Trump, 3%ers, patriots from across the country are going to stand. Regular Americans, they're going to stand shoulder to shoulder in unity and rally for America. July 29th in D.C. Great stuff. Be there or be square. If you can make it, that is, because I'll be square. I'll be squared and square. I can't make it. So I'll be one of the square ones. If you're going to be one of the square ones, we'll do a show. But, folks, the Star Spangled Banner, Dave Bray, God bless America.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that
there you have it, folks. Pastor Bland is watching. Pastor, I got it on at the bottom of the hour. We're going to pray. We're praying tomorrow, 7 o'clock in every time zone across the country. And don't forget, folks, UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us. Pastor Bland is right there. Say hello to Pastor Bland as they shut down the show here. Sorry, Pastor, the show's wrapping up here now. But God bless you. I love you, man. And we're always pulling for you and your ministry. He's doing great things, folks. Again, the United Saints of America.us. And with that, folks, I want to say good night and God bless America. Again, Jim, thanks for simulcasting. That's our good friend, Jim.
We love you, Mark. God bless you.
Take it easy, brother. Peace.